So this is Surya Vikund. Chintamani prakara sadma shukalpa riksha laksha vritesha surabir abhipalayantam lakshmi sahasra satrasham barma sevyamanam govindamari purusham tamaham vajami. So this Surabhi, this very special beautiful white cow, it gives unlimited amounts of milk for the service of Krishna and Balaram and all the cowherd boys and girls in Vrindavan. So after Krishna set down the Govardhan Hill, then Indra was very embarrassed and very frightful or fearful that Krishna may retaliate for the aparad, the huge aparad he did, and come to Indraloka and defeat him or conquer him. So he went to the demigods and asked them what he should do to pacify Krishna and to get forgiveness from Krishna for raining all these clouds of devastation, raining, flooding Vrindavan and throwing so many lightning bolts for 7 days and causing so much distress to all the animals and all the people of Braj. So the demigods, Brahma advised him to take shelter of Mother Bhumi, Surabhi Mata, take her shelter. And he should go to, when Krishna's out with cowherding with the boys, he should take Airavata and Surabhi and then try to have a meeting with Krishna nearby Govinda Kund, is where it became that place. It's called Indratila. And first you put the cow, you let the Surabhi cow walk in front of Krishna, and then Krishna will become very happy to see Surabhi Mata. And then he will ask her why you have come. And then when she says, oh, I've come here to meet you, and Indra also wants to see you. So that's what he did. Indra came here with Airavata, and Airavata was carrying the celestial Ganga water in his body, in his trunk. Airavata, the elephant, was carrying the celestial Ganga. Airavata is Indra's elephant carrier. The elephant carrier of Indra. So then Surabhi, the cow, came from heavenly planets, or Vaikuntha, it's not clear. But that Surabhi came here with Krishna. To see Krishna. So then Airavata and Indra hid behind the trees, and then Surabhi came in front of Krishna, and Krishna saw Surabhi. He said, oh, Surabhi Mata, I'm so happy. Welcome to Braj. I'm so happy to see you. And why have you come? She said, actually, we've come with Indra Dev, and he wants to talk to you. And so Krishna was in a good mood meeting an old friend, Surabhi. So then Indra came, and then he was folding his hands and offering so many prayers to Krishna. Then he glorified Krishna. You are the Lord. You are the Master. You are the Lord of all the senses. The Lord of all the senses. And everyone, the Lord of the land and the senses and the cows. And because go means planets. Go means senses. Planets. Senses. Indriya. Everything. So you are actually the Lord of everything. The controller. And so he called him Govinda. Govinda means one who satisfies the senses. Or one who controls the whole world, the whole universe. Because he's Indra, but he's Govinda, the Lord. So he gave that name. Then Surabhi bathed Krishna with her milk, celestial milk. Airavata bathed with the Ganga. And then Surabhi was so happy after this pastime that she asked Krishna, she said, I would really like to stay here in Braj so I could see all of your pastimes. I could witness your pastimes. Spend my life here in Braj. As long as you're here, I'd like to stay here. So Krishna was very happy. So he said, please, I'll give you a nice place to stay. So he took Surabhi to this. There's a beautiful kunj here called Surabhi Kunj. And the very nice trees and lots of fresh grass by Giraj for her to eat, maintain herself. So she stayed here. Surabhi stayed here. And witness Krishna's cowherding pastimes with the cowherd boys and so many beautiful pastimes. So then, to commemorate Surabhi's stay here in this Leela, then this Kund was made by King Bajrana 5,000 years ago, Surabhi Kund. And Bhakti Ratnakar, Narahari Chakravarti Thakur, is telling, anyone has been with us before, usually we sometimes take breakfast here, and also, of course, we always bathe here. It says, on this half at least, if anyone bathes here in Surabhi Kund, there's a very special benediction or blessing that they receive. They get the blessing that all the A's go away. A, the letter A. A for apple. Right? The letter A. Apple. Whatever. Anger is letter. So what are the letter? All the A's go away. So one A is aparad. A for aparad. A for avidya. A for anartha. Ahankar. Ahankar, anxiety, anger. Anyway, what actually we're getting a lot of A's here. But
arrogance.
What it actually says, maybe I have it written here. Let me see, just to be clear. We're getting kind of stretched out here. It says like this: by taking a bath here and performing achman, all of one's sins, pop, aparad, anarthas, and avidya are dispelled, and one attains braja prem. Sri Radha Govinda ki, Surabhi Kunda ki. So this is, we're getting a lot of braja prem benedictions here. We are getting a lot of benedictions for attaining braja prem. So hopefully this one will work. If the other ones didn't work, then hopefully this one will work. It all depends on our desire and depends on our faith. What is it? Those three things? Desire, faith? Yeah, and purity of our heart. Depends on the purity of our heart, our faith, and our desire. In technical terms, it's called Ichha and Shraddha. Ichha, Shraddha, and Niraparadi. If one is free from aparad, Vaishnavaparad, Namaparad, Dhammaparad, Sevaparad, all the different aparads. If one is free from aparad, and one has faith, Shastriya Shraddha, one has faith in the Shastra, pure faith, Shastriya Shraddha. He believes it. Narahari Chakravarti is saying it. Shukadeva is saying it. Vishnath is saying it. The Acharya, the Shrutis and Puranas are giving these benedictions and boons. If you read this chapter, if you do this, if you do that, you get this. If we actually believe it, fully, absolutely, utterly believe it, yes, I believe it. But if we have doubts, how is this possible? I don't believe it. It's impossible. Maybe that's for somebody else, not me. Maybe that's in previous ages, not now. Maybe that's for men, not women. Maybe that's for Indians, not Russians. Maybe that's... all kinds of doubts come in our mind. Oh, maybe that's for pure devotees, but not me. Maybe that's for Brahman initiated, not me. So many doubts come. So if our faith is not clear, then this is a problem. So if it's our faith, and we must be pure-hearted, free from aparad, niraparadi, and shraddha. And then the other point, which is most important, which is most difficult, is ichha. Ichha means desire. Whatever boon or benediction or blessing is given in the Shastra, that should be the only desire that we have, which is, we would like to think that would be the only desire. Anyone who takes bath in Surabhi Kund becomes pure-hearted and pure-minded and attains Krishna Prem. Well, everyone will say, yes, I desire that. I desire to become pure in mind and heart and attain pure love for Radha and Krishna, their eternal loving service. I desire that. Everyone will say, yes. Okay, is that all you desire? You don't have one other desire? Well, maybe one or two or three or four, five, six, seven, eight. And then, oh my God, you need a calculator to count up all the desires. So this is another problem, desire. Once in New York, Srila Prabhupada, he was preaching about the beauty of Krishna consciousness and how it's so wonderful and open for everyone. But he also said it demands great determination. Because he said at the time of death, when death comes, if we desire, because there was a particular, he said, if you desire even one Hershey's chocolate bar, or we could say Cadbury, because England is more prominent in this part of the world. If you desire one Cadbury chocolate bar, at the time of death, then you have to take another birth to eat that chocolate bar. So one desire, one body. Many desires, many bodies. one pure spiritual desire, then one pure spiritual body. Siddhadeya. Sorup Siddhi, Siddhadeya. So when our desire, or Siddhadeya, Sorup Siddhi, or Siddhadeya, pure body, pure spiritual body, eternal spiritual body. So when that Shastra says you do this, take this bath, you'll get Braja Prema, the eternal service of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. Oh yes, I have that, I have a desire for that. And what else do I want? Nothing. Ahoituki apratiyata. This is the level of Ruchi in Krishna Bhajan. When we come to the level of Nam Ruchi, Ruchi in Krishna Bhajan, then we emulate the qualities, the characteristics and mentality. We emulate the qualities, characteristics, and mentality. Emulate means what does it mean? Emulate. No, we absorb, we exhibit the qualities. And it's not exact. Anyway, whatever. And what are those qualities? And what are those attributes and those feelings? They're given in the fourth verse of the Shikshastakam. This indicates ruchi, that I have more taste for Krishna than I do for these things. So when I have lots of taste and attraction to Krishna, then my desires for anything here are practically nil. Nadanam, know this verse? Everyone together. Nadanam, najanam, nasundarim, kavitam va, jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani, janmani ishvare, bhavatad bhakti rahoitaki twai. So this is these three things, iccha, desire, purity of desire, singularity of desire, only one refined, focused, clarified, purified, condensed, concentrated, accepted, believed in desire. And nothing, no covering, anya abhilash. Abhilash karma gyan. Abhilash karma gyan, no avritam. Avritam, abhilash karma gyan, no covering of karma, gyan, or desire. My only desire is the prem seva of Radha Govinda in the kunjas of Vrindavan at Radha Kund. And clean mind, clean heart. No aparad, no Vaishnava aparad, no dham aparad, no nam aparad, no seva aparad. No jiva aparad. There's also jiva aparad, jiva hinsa. Killing mosquito, killing fly, this, that. No jiva aparad. Niraparadi. Then, shraddha. Vaishnav shraddha. Shastriya shraddha. Faith in Shastra, faith in Vaishnav. Nam shraddha, faith in Nam. Absolute. Perfect, complete. And exhibiting the six symptoms of surrender in the heart. Then if one has this with him, or she, then they bathe in Surabhi Kund, what to speak of Radha Kund, which is such a great benediction being given by Rupa Goswami. But in Surabhi Kund, one will attain that rare, most rarest attainment, most rare attainment of Krishna Prema. So to qualify, to become free from aparad and have that sudrida nishchoy, to have that firm faith and to have that purity of heart and to have that singularity of desire, to have that one desire, we can only attain this perfect position by nam bhajan, by taking full shelter, namashraya, taking full shelter of the holy name, by understanding the glories and potencies, and by meditating on the name, the meaning of the name, the sound of the name, the qualities of the name, the leela of the name. Everything is in the name. So this is our key to perfection. So all of these great boons and benedictions will come into us in this very lifetime by the mercy of Nam, Guru, Gauranga, Goswamis, Giriraj, Gandharvika, and Govinda. It's a very interesting pastime from Garga Samhita. Russian devotees are very eager to hear about Krishna. I'm very inspired. By your eagerness, I'm inspired. We have published, by Prabhupada's mercy, we published 17 books in English. And probably 10 of those books are translated and printed in Russian. without, no one ever asked me practically. They just saw it, and they so this will be helpful for the devotees, and they translated it. And I feel, of course, I feel happy and honored that they are accepting our preaching and spreading in Russian language. But what I'm most impressed about is that the Russian devotees are so eager to hear. Utsaha. Very eager to hear. And not only my books, many books by many Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. They find a good book, oh, this is very good, in Russian, right away. It's a very good sign. Everyone has bad qualities, and we have so many bad qualities, but this eagerness to hear, that will, because hearing means bhakti. Hearing about Krishna and holy name and Gayatri and holy dhams, this is all bhakti shravan. Bhakti shravan. So simply by hearing, so many drops of bhakti come on our ear and go into our heart. And one drop of bhakti is so powerful that it can drive away and destroy all anarthas and lust. All lust, anger, greed, envy can be destroyed just by one drop of bhakti. And bhakti is attained by hearing. And the Russian devotees are too much eager to hear. It's very good quality. They love to read, and they love to hear. And obviously that means they love to chant also, which I see. I see when they, as soon as you have a kirtan and start chanting and dancing, the Russian devotees go wild. This is the heart, because they've heard so much, now their heart is responding. So I'm praying that some lifetime I may have so much eagerness that all the Russian devotees have to hear about Krishna. It's a very good quality, really, really the best quality. Any good book, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, everything coming into Russian. And I take this prayer here at Surabhi Kund. I pray that all the devotees are translating the Vaishnava literatures into Russian, that they all live long lives, and be very healthy, and have all facilities so they can translate more and more books in the Russian language, so you can get all the books in your language and relish all the wonderful nectar of Krishna consciousness. Because the Bengali Vaishnavas in Navadvip, they used to lament 500 years ago. They were lamenting, oh, all of the books of the Goswamis are in Sanskrit language. We can't read Sanskrit. Please tell us the stories. Oh, Lalita Madhav, Vidagdha Madhav, Mathura Mahatmyam, and all the books are in Sanskrit, and we know Bengali. And then one by one, the books were translated into Bengali. So all the Bengali Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, could read all the books of the Goswamis and relish the nectar. So now, all the books of the Goswamis are in English language. Practically all of them. And now, one by one, and the Russians are thinking, oh, you have Garga Samhita in English. We don't have it in Russian. But now, it will come in Russian. And this one will come. And then everyone will relish the nectar. So this is all the arrangement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is all the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wants everyone in every town and village to hear and chant the glories of Radha and Krishna. So we can see the divine plan of the Lord is unfolding. Sanskrit, Bengali, English, Russian. Someone the other day came and gave me a book. Very beautiful book in a language called Macedonian. I don't even know where it is. It's somewhere out there. Yugoslavia, somewhere in Yugoslavia. Someone came in Maharaj and said, here, this is your book about the glories of Radhakund in our language of Macedonian. There's a book called Radhakund Mahima Madhuri. They translated it. I didn't know anything. They translated it in the Macedonian language and printed it. It had 16 color pictures inside. 16 or maybe 24 beautiful color pictures of all the holy places in Radhakund. In Macedonia language. I said, how many people live in that country? They said, oh, maybe 2 million. Such a small country, 2 million people, but the devotees are so eager, they went to the trouble of translating a book just for the few devotees that lived there. Out of 2 million. How many are Hare Krishna devotees? 5? 10? 100! So those, each of those 100 devotees in Macedonia are one in a million. So it's amazing. A country of 2 million people, 100 Hare Krishna devotees, and they have so much enthusiasm, they translate not a very standard book, but they translate a book about Radhakund into their language because they're eager to hear about Radha and Krishna. This is phenomenal. This is revolutionary. And very inspiring to me. So I'm praying for all the blessings for all the great devotees that are assembled before me, that I am, as Maharaj was saying, that only by the blessings of the Vaishnavas and hearing from great Vaishnavas, hearing and seeing the example of Vaishnavas, by their mercy can we progress in Krishna consciousness. So I am a little bit profit-oriented, so I see a good opportunity here to make a good profit. So I see there's 600 pure devotees, 600 pure Vaishnavis and pure Vaishnavas in front of me. So I'm thinking if I pray to all of you, but I can appeal to your soft side, and I can pray to all of you to please bless me. Please bless me. That we can go on writing books to glorify Radha and Krishna. Can you give me that blessing? Because Srila Prabhupada said that books are our family business. Prabhupada said books are our family business. We study books. We read the books. We live the books. We realize the books. And we distribute the books to every single man, woman, and child in the whole planet. Srila Prabhupada's book distribution key. So there's this pastime. Is about the appearance of Govardhan Hill. And, of course, Govardhan Hill is eternal. So something that is eternal never was, never is, never was, or never ceased to be. Eternal means always existing. So then how does Govardhan Hill appear? Because it's already existing. It's already appearing eternally. So this is all in the realm of Leela. In the realm of pastimes or Leela, there is no material consideration of past, present, and future. It's about the appearance of Govardhan in the spiritual world. Sarvasya chaham ridisane vishto mata smritir gyanam apavanam cha. From Krishna comes remembrance and knowledge and forgetfulness. So when everyone started chanting Hare Krishna, by the mercy of your pure chanting, Krishna gave us memory where this pastime is. This is pastime from Garga Samhita, which very soon will come in Russian language. At least I desire that. So Narada Muni, he told this story. This is in the spiritual world. Once in Goloka Vrindavan, during the pastime of the Rasa dance, Radharani said to Shyam, "O Priyatam, I have one desire in my heart, and only you can fulfill this desire." Then Krishna replied, "O Sundari," which means, "O beautiful one," because Radharani addressed him as "O Priyatam," and Priyatam means, "O topmost, most beloved, most dearest one, and most beloved one." So then Krishna replied by saying, "O Sundari, O beautiful one, my only pleasure in life is to fulfill your each and every wish. How may I satisfy you?" Radharani said, near the Yamuna River, please create a very unique place of pleasure pastimes, like no other place in Braja." And Krishna said, "Tatastu," which means, "So be it, let it be, may it happen." Closing his eyes, Krishna searched in his heart. Then he manifested the essence of his own love. The very essence of his own love he manifested, which is the source of bliss for all living entities, including himself. And that prema from Krishna's own heart, it manifested as a tiny seed. And Krishna put that seed in the ground of the Rasa Mandala. He planted it in the ground of the Rasa Mandala. Then that seed of Krishna prema began to grow into the, it became the size of a small rock. Then it became a small hill. It kept growing and growing. Then finally it became a great mountain. And then, in a single moment, this mountain became 800,000 miles wide. And it became 10 billion kilometers long. It appeared like a second Ananta, like a number two, or second Ananta Shesh. 10 billion kilometers high. It's higher than the universe. Of course, this is in the spiritual world. This is how Giriraj manifested in the spiritual world. So there's no, it's unlimited there. Obviously, that's what the idea. So fortunately, we're not going on that parikrama today. Because 1 million, it would take about 50,000 lifetimes to finish. So seeing this huge mountain continually expanding in the spiritual world, all the residents of Goloka became very fearful. They became so afraid because it was getting wider and wider. If it gets wider and wider, pretty soon it pushes everybody off the planet. So then everyone looked at Krishna and said, Krishna, can't you do something? You created this huge mountain. Then the mountain stopped from growing any further. It was going so big, and then Krishna told the mountain, why are you expanding so much? You're going to cover the whole planet of Goloka. Now you stop. And then Krishna slapped the mountain. Radharani was very pleased to see this mountain. And because this mountain was always expanding and expanding, and the mountain became known as Govardhan. So then on that mountain of Govardhan, Radha and Krishna had many, many pastimes. That mountain was filled with flowering trees, caves, rushing rivers, birds and animals. And it just says that Radha and Krishna went there. There was so much love everywhere. Prem Ras was flowing in every moment. And they Radha and Krishna, all the gopis, they toured all around that beautiful Govardhan Hill in the spiritual world. Enjoyed many sweet pastimes. And that Govardhan Hill is still there. And when Radha and Krishna came here, they brought Govardhan Hill here. So because we're not so tall and we can't walk so fast, then Govardhan assumed a more pleasing appearance. So now we can have darshan. We can have darshan of Govardhan Hill right here. We don't have to break our necks looking to the top of Govardhan Hill, and we don't have to break our legs trying to walk around 1 billion kilometer parikrama mark. It only takes about 4 or 5 hours to walk around Govardhan Hill. So this is the Madhurya sweet aspect. This is called Nara Leela. Nara Leela means Krishna's human-like pastimes. They're all in proportion to us. They're similar to our pastimes, but totally transcendental. So these are three very special personalities that are staying here with us in the material world. Well, they're in the spiritual world, but they're staying with us here in this world. Three personalities, taking different forms. Yamuna Devi, Govardhan Hill, the Brajaraj, the dust of Vrindavan. These are all personalities. Balaram is taking the form. Lord Balaram is taking the form of the Brajaraj. This foundation of Vrindavan, this Sandini Shakti, this Brajaraj is Balaram, Baladev. He is a person. So I said these personalities are taking three forms. That's what I said. These personalities are taking forms. And Vishakha Sakhi is taking the form of Yamuna. And of course, Yamuna also has her own form as Yamuna Devi, Kalindi. There's two forms. And Giriraj, who is Giriraj? Giriraj is Krishna, Giridhari. Brahma is Barsana, Shiva is Nandagram, and Krishna is Giriraj, these three Parvats. In this material world, the three lords are Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, the three gods of this world. So Vishnu comes as, Giriraj is often called Vishnu Parvat. Of course, we say Krishna. But in terms of Puran, Vishnu came as Giriraj, Shiva came as Nandishwar Hill, Nandagram, and Brahma with his four heads became Vilasgar, Dangar, Mangar, and Vrishabhanugar. Vrishabhanugar is where the palace is. The four faces of Brahma became the four mountains of Barsana. So this Giriraj is Giridhari Krishna. Bhagiraj Dharana ki jai, Radha Rani ki jai. So Krishna, he went back, but he left Yamuna here. And Yamuna's there, and Yamuna's here. Krishna went back, Govardhan is there in the spiritual world, Govardhan is here. The Brajaraj, all the Brajvasis went back to Vrindavan, the Brajaraj is in Goloka, and Brajaraj is here. So this Brajaraj, which Maharaj was explaining in his lecture, he says, unless one decorates himself with the dust from the feet of the devotees, then he cannot attain perfection. What does it mean to decorate yourself with the dust of the feet of the devotees? The devotees are always walking in the land of Vrindavan. When Prabhupada was in New York, he was sitting in New York giving lecture, and he said, do not think that I am sitting in a New York apartment, because I am actually in Vrindavan. I am always in Vrindavan. So the verse says, unless one smears himself with the dust from the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, he cannot attain perfection in Krishna consciousness. So this has a figurative meaning and a literal meaning. There's two meanings. One meaning is to take the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas on your head, which means Guru Parashraya. You submit to the feet of the Guru, Guru Parashraya. You take Diksha and you serve his feet. That's one meaning of smearing your head with the dust of his feet. The other meaning is that the pure devotees are always glorifying Krishna and Radha and Gauranga and Nittai in the holy dhams of Mayapur, Navadvip, Jagannath and Vrindavan. They're always speaking Hari Katha. So their words, the words of the pure devotees, are full of the pollen particles which are fall from the flower garlands of Radha and Krishna onto their feet. Pollen is that little yellow stuff inside the flower. Pollen. You know that? Pollen. So that Radha's wearing a garland, Krishna's wearing a garland. And when they're walking, that flower pollen falls on their feet. And the pure devotees, they take that flower pollen from the feet of Radha and Krishna and they keep it in their hearts. So when they speak Hari Katha, their words are sprinkled with the flower pollen from the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And their words and their pure devotees are always meditating on the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna are always covered with the dust of Vrindavan, Brajaraj. So, smearing yourself with the dust from the feet of the Vaishnavas means smearing your heart with a pollen-filled, Brajaraj-filled Harikata emanating from their lotus mouth. That will come in your ear, that dust will come in your ear. That dust comes in your ear in the form of Harikata and enters to your heart and sprinkles your heart with the dust of Radharani's feet, the dust of Krishna's feet, and the flower pollen from their garlands. So your hearts become purified, they become fragrant, they become sweet, they become rasic, they become full of Krishna prem and gaur prem. Nitai gaur premanandi hari hari bo! So this is the meaning of smearing unless one smears his body with the dust from the feet of the Vaishnavas, he cannot attain perfection in Krishna consciousness. So we've gotten the dust from all the from this Hari Katha and all the dust from the Vaishnava's feet as we're walking along behind the Vaishnava in front of us, his dust from his feet is coming on my face from this Vaishnavi and that Vaishnava. So I'm getting the dust of the Vaishnava's feet and I'm getting the Hari Katha, the dust of the Hari Katha. So now all of us have become pure devotees of Radha and Krishna and Lord Gauranga. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So now this is a very ironic conclusion, because now we're covered with all this dust. Our hearts are covered with the dust of mercy, and our bodies are covered with the dust of mercy. But now we're proposing we go in and take a bath. And we take a bath, we wash all the dust off. That's why the most important place to keep the dust is inside the heart. That the heart should be a container full of dust. That is the dust we have to smear our hearts with the dust from the Vaishnavas. By seva, by surrender, and by shravanam. Also, three S's. Shravanam, hearing. Seva, serving. And surrender. Sharanagati. Surrender. Three S's. So now, as we'll conclude our Harikatha here with offering pranams to Srila Prabhupada together, because only by His mercy can any of us speak or hear anything. So let us all glorify Srila Prabhupada together, because He is our guru. He is everyone's guru. Without Srila Prabhupada, we're all finished, wholesale. Atom bomb, World War III, boom, finished. Hari Bol, Katam Hogya. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvashesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasri Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.